Time to check in with StoryCorps' Out Loud initiative, which collects stories from the LGBTQ community. 23-year-old Keon Williams grew up in the 1990s in a rough neighborhood in Newark, New Jersey. As a child, Keon felt isolated and different from other kids, something Keon's family began to notice at age 4. Here's Keon Williams speaking with a friend, Darnell Moore.
Me and my mother are at a friend's house, and Mary J. Blige is playing. Mary was my girl at that moment. She knew all my life struggles. And as I'm singing along with Mary, my hand is limp. Mm. And I remember my mother yelled at me. She was like, boys don't hold their hands like that. Girls and sissies hold their hands like that. She repeated, fix your hand, fix your hand. But I didn't know that my hand was broken. And I was like, Ma, I don't know how to fix it. And so that was one of the first moments I remember being judged for acting like a girl. In high school, when I first started wearing makeup, my family didn't notice at first. But then my mother noticed that, like, her eyeliner was missing because it was in my book bag and I was wearing it. I think she was lost for words. I remember just these awkward silences where, like, we both acknowledged that
I just stole your Mac eyeliner.
So where do we go from here? And then 3 years ago, my cousin married his college sweetheart. His wife's family are all college educated, whereas most folks in my family are not college educated, are not high school educated, are Black, poor, right? And so my cousin very selectively invites people from my family to the wedding. And although they had not seen me in a number of years, I happen to be included because I'm the cousin who is at Stanford. So they thought they were getting the suit and tie wearing cousin who goes to Stanford, and they got the pink lipstick fur coat wearing cousin who goes to Stanford.
What was the response to you?
A lot of folks avoided me.
At the wedding.
Yeah. But it was a bonding moment for me and my immediate family. We're like, we all were kind of like being judged. I was being judged for my queerness, and like other folks in my family were being judged for being single parents, single mothers. That moment at that wedding was sort of where I felt a sense of solidarity.
Sure.
You know?
Like, I just should say, like, you are giving me inspiration because you found some way to learn to live authentically.
That was Keon Williams talking with Darnell Moore. Today, Keon works with LGBTQ youth in New York City. This interview was recorded in New York for StoryCorps' Out Loud initiative. It'll be archived at the Library of Congress. Hear more Out Loud stories on the StoryCorps podcast, which you can get on iTunes and at npr.org.